Endangered genomes. The derivations of the common and scientific names of the cheetah, Acinonyx jubatus, tell the story. The word cheetah is from the Hindi cheetah, meaning spotted. The small black spots on yellow fur are unmistakable in this animal. Acinonyx in Greek means no-move claw. Alone among the cats, cheetahs cannot fully retract their claws. An advantage in running fast and in hunting. Jubatus in Latin means maned. Manes are characteristic of cheetah cubs. This sleek, muscular cat is a solitary hunter, preying on smaller mammals such as gazelles and hares. It stalks its victim to within about 10 to 30 meters, then chases the prey at speeds up to 110 kilometers, 70 miles per hour. The chase is usually over in a minute or less. There are only about 12,000 cheetahs in the world today, almost all of them in Africa. Some of the decline in their numbers is due to human intervention. For instance, farmers have hunted them down because they were, mistakenly, blamed for killing cattle. But something else is involved. When the sequences of the two parental strands of DNA from an individual cheetah are compared, there is a high degree of homozygosity. Both alleles for protein-coding genes are usually the same. In addition, the same sequences are present in almost all cheetahs. It's as if they all came from a single set of parents. Fossil remains of cheetahs and of several related extinct cat species provide part of the explanation for this remarkable genetic homogeneity. The modern cheetah probably evolved in Africa about 15 million years ago, then migrated to Asia and North America. Until the end of the last glaciation about 10,000 years ago, cheetahs were widespread. Then something, we're not sure what, happened. Many related species, such as the saber-toothed tiger, died out, but a few cheetahs apparently survived. And we presume that the genomes of all the cheetahs alive today are descended from those few. Such an event is called a bottleneck. With their homogeneous genomes, cheetahs lack the genetic variability that can help a species survive adverse conditions. For example, cheetahs are very susceptible to diseases because they lack the genetic diversity that might allow them to mount an attack on new pathogens. The cheetah is not the only species with high genomic homogeneity. The few Florida panthers that remain are likewise homogeneous in their DNA sequences. Like the cheetah, they are susceptible to diseases and genetic defects. In the Florida panther's case, however, their decline in numbers is recent and is due solely to human intervention. Overhunted during the 19th century, their habitat in the southeastern United States was almost totally eliminated during the 20th century, having been cleared to make way for human habitation. When a variety of alleles is present in a population, it means there is a lot of room for new variations of the protein or proteins the gene transcribes.